الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Respected friends and elders, ulama-i kiram, we find ourselves on the 27th night of Ramadan. This could also probably be the night of Qadr. Many sahaba and ulama were of the opinion that Laylatul Qadr is more likely to occur on the 27th night. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's view, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhum's view, Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu anhum, his view, and the view of many others, that tonight could be Laylatul Qadr and is likely to be Laylatul Qadr. As we've been mentioning throughout the week, Laylatul Qadr is the greatest night of the Islamic calendar. This is what it's all about. This is what a mu'min waits for. Occasions like tonight is what a mu'min lives for. In the dunya, you ask a person, then it depends on his fear of life. It depends what stage of life he is in. You know, the youngsters will say they live for their holidays. Or those who are interested in some sport, then they live for the day when the final will be played for that particular cup. And if it is some young person aspiring to get married, then he can't wait for the day he gets married. Older person, then he can't wait till the day, for example, his children get married or a certain project of his is complete. But a mu'min and a believer, he lives for nights like tonight. This is what we wait for. This is what we prepare for in advance. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as I mentioned at the beginning of these last 10 nights, that before the month of Ramadan even commenced, when he introduced the month of Ramadan to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that قَدْ أَضَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ شَهْرٌ مُبَارَكٌ شَهْرٌ فِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. The third sentence when introducing the month of Ramadan before it started, the first sentence was, it has dawned upon you a great month. It is a Mubarak and a blessed month. And the third statement, this is such a month which contains a night that is better than 1,000 months. This is the highlight, this is the climax, this is the peak of the month of Ramadan. Not only the month of Ramadan, it is the climax and the peak of the entire Islamic calendar. Tonight, respected friends and elders, is the greatest night of the year. We are fortunate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has afforded us the opportunity of living to witness another night like tonight. This is another opportunity for us to take from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Laylatul Qadr was a special gift given to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Malik rahimahullah mentions in his famous hadith book, the Muwatta, that one day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was pondering over the lengthy lifespans that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the earlier ummats with. People of the past, the Qawmi Aad, Qawmi Thamud, etc., they lived for hundreds of years. Average of 400 to 500 years. Those nations, they would reach the age of puberty, they would mature at 100. That's when they would mature. In other words, if a 90-year-old man died at that time, then they would take pity on him, the poor child died, the 90-year-old child. Why? Because their lives were so long. So he pondered over that, and the fact that among those ummats, there were some people who were great worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 60 years in the ibadat of Allah, 80 years out in jihad continuously. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam compared that to his ummat, that the average lifespan, like he himself has mentioned sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَعْمَارُ أُمَّتِي مَا بَيْنَ 60 إِلَى 70. The average lifespan in my ummah will be between 60 to 70 years. وَأَقَلُّهُمْ مَنْ يَجُوزُ ذَلِكَ. Very few of them will surpass that age. Majority of my ummah will pass away before that, before the age of 70. So if a man is only living for 70 years, how much of time can he really spend in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in comparison to the time spent by the ummahs before us? So this grieved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It saddened him that my ummah will not be able to match the efforts of the previous ummahs. And as a result of this, as a reaction to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed this ummah with one night in the year. One night in the year which is better than 1,000 months, better than 83 years and 4 months of worship. Not equal to 1,000 months, not equal to 83 years and 4 months, but better than that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed this ummah with this opportunity of every year being able to match and even surpass the ubbad and the great worshippers of the previous ummahs, that they would spend 80 years at a time in the ibadat of Allah, out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or out in jihad. My ummah, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can now spend one night in the year and get the reward that equals more than 83 years and 4 months. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's fikr, worry for the ummah, resulted in us being bestowed with a night like tonight. And understand the great opportunity Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. A person who spends this night in ibadat, standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is as if he has done this for more than 83 years and 4 months. More than 1,000 months. مَنْ قَامَ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specifically exhorted the ummah to spend this night in qiyam. Stand up in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person who stands up in qiyam, meaning in tahajjud salat on the night of qadr, then all his past sins will be forgiven. غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. And that is exactly what we want to achieve by tonight. The forgiveness of our sins. The famous dua that is known to one and all, mashallah. The dua to recite on a night like tonight. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. The dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught his most beloved wife. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once asked, man ahabbun nasi ilayk? O Nabi of Allah, who you love the most among the people? He said, Aisha. So they said, min al-rijal, from the men. He said, Abuha, her father. Instead of saying Abu Bakr, he still kept Aisha in the equation. So much love for Aisha radiallahu anha, that from the men, yes, I love Aisha's father. Instead of taking the name of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such was his love for Sayyida Aisha. He didn't want to leave her out from the equation at that time also, that I love, from among the men, the person I love the most is the father of Aisha, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So much of love for her. And she is asking, what? That if I get the best night of the year, what should I do? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives her this simple dua, which has this profound message behind it, that if you can on this night, then get your sins forgiven. That is the greatest thing you will get. That is the greatest thing you can achieve on a night like tonight. The forgiveness of your sins. Allahumma innaka afuun. O Allah, you are most forgiving. تُحِبُّ الْعَفْوَ. You love to forgive. فَعْفُ عَنِّي. And O Allah, forgive me. This is what we seek to achieve on a night like tonight. Because, respected friends and elders, the greatest barrier, the greatest obstacle between man and his creator is his sins. Our sins, our gunas, our disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the greatest obstacle between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The cause of all problems in our lives are our sins. مَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. مَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ. Whatever calamity befalls you, every difficulty that befalls you, it is because of your doing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Because of your sin. فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. It is because of what your hands have earned. In other words, because of the wrong committed by yourselves. And وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Allah forgives a lot of your sins as well. In other words, that the difficulty we are enduring, that the cliff we may have to undergo in this dunya, through that we are only suffering the repercussions of some of our sins. Many of our other sins Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overlooks and forgives. وَلَوْ يُؤَاخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا كَسَبُوا مَا تَرَكَ عَلَىٰ ظَهْرِهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ. If Allah had to take mankind to task for everything they did, if Allah had to give us punishment in this dunya and take us to task for every mistake and every wrong, then nobody would have remained on earth. So the cause of our difficulties, the cause of our problems, the cause of the issues that we are facing in our lives is our sin. And the barrier between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sins. The cause for deprivation of barakah in our sustenance is our sins. Therefore, the greatest thing a person can achieve on the greatest night of the year is the forgiveness of his sins. Look around us, respected friends and elders. What sin is there that our society is free of? What sin is there that our lives are pure from and saved from? Every opportunity of sin that presented itself, we indulged. Every wrong that you can think of on the face of this earth is now happening in the Muslim societies, in the Muslim homes, in a Muslim's life. First it used to be seen on television. You view the wrong on the screen, and the more it is viewed, that was haram, obviously. But the more it is viewed, the more trivialized that sin becomes. The more acceptable it becomes in a man's mind. Subconsciously, he begins to also develop a yearning for that, an affinity for that lifestyle. And then the time comes when he also lets loose, so to say. And he indulges in the wrong and the haram. And as a result of that, we see the takleef, the turmoil, whether it be on a global scale or on a personal level. Look into our personal lives. How much of peace is there really in our lives? Compare this to 20, 30, 40 years ago, when the sins we find today were not so prevalent at that time. It was not so easy at that time for a person to acquire drugs and fall into drugs. It was not easy and widespread at that time for people to be involved in alcohol, in gambling, in zina, in riba, etc., in pornography. So the lives we had at that time was more peaceful. There were less issues, there were less problems, there were less difficulties, less challenges. Today, how is it that the tables have turned? So let us inspect again. The sins that have crept into our lives are the actual cause, respected friends and elders. It's the sins that have destroyed man and that have destroyed people throughout the generations. Fortunate are those who realize. Fortunate are those who put the brakes and apply the brakes and stop. Put a stop to that wrong. Put a stop to the sin. Make tawbah and turn and go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it is never too late. Allah Rabbul Izzah loves that we turn back to Him. Allah waits, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِالنَّهَارِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءَ اللَّيْلِ. In the daytime, Allah waits to forgive those who may have committed wrongs at night. And at night, Allah waits to forgive the sinners of the day. Allah gets pleased and happy when a person turns to Him out of regret and remorse and sincerely begs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. The opportunity is there. Allah is ready. Allah is waiting. It is only for us to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His forgiveness. Then we will see the change in our life. Then inshallah, when we eradicate our lives, sins from our life, and when we shun sins, you will see the barakat and the blessing increasing from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise it will get worse. Our lives will become more constrained. That despite having everything, despite having all the money, or despite having all the luxury, and despite having the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are deprived from benefiting and from enjoying those ni'mats. There is no peace of heart. There is no satisfaction. There is discord. There is breakdown of relationships. Husband and wife, father and son, brother and sister. The root cause for all of this is sin. Sin and guna and disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take the example. Many a people today, Maulana, I need a second wife. Why do you need a second wife? I have the ability, I have the financial means to afford a second wife. So one friend recently mentioned this. I said, you know, you may have the monetary and the financial ability, but do you have the mental ability for a second wife? Because first you must understand that the pressure, the mental pressure that's going to come, you need to be prepared for that. And then I mentioned to him, I said, that if the need for a second wife is genuine, somebody's wife is sick, somebody's wife, you know, herself needs to be cared for, etc., then it is different. But if it is because you can't control your eyes, if it is because of the sin of looking at wrong and haram, then that second wife also won't be enough. Then a man will say, I need a third wife. And that also will not be enough, because the root cause is the sin of the eye. The root cause is bad nazri, looking at haram, viewing haram, which has been made so easy today. So easy. Who among us sitting here can say, I have not looked at haram? I have not looked at haram pictures or looked at a woman, a strange woman. It has become so easy today in the real world, and even worse in the virtual world. So the more a person is going to look at haram and ultimately view pornography, the more he's going to feed the greed. He's going to feed the greed of lust within him, and then he's going to want more. And he's going to want more and says, my wife can't, you know, she can't manage. It's because you are becoming abnormal. It's because you are feeding the greed. The second wife also won't manage and won't be enough. The third wife also won't manage and won't be enough. Unless we treat the root cause, and that is the root cause of sin, the sin of the eye. Similarly, whether it comes to our monetary aspects in life and the greed there, the root cause, which is hirs and love for dunya, that is the root cause. That is the root cause for every sin that leads a person on thereafter into taking bonds and loans, interest-bearing loans, leads a person on to deceiving and lying so that he can make that extra buck, leads a person in becoming lax in terms of where he invests his wealth. As long as his bank balance is increasing, the root cause for that is the love for the dunya. That is what is leading to all this, respected friends and elders. Turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzah loves to forgive. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Allah loves those who constantly turn back to Him in tawbah. In deen we are taught it's never the end, it's never too late. There is always hope to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as long as there is life within us. As long as we are still living. As long as the sun doesn't rise from the west. In other words, Qiyamah doesn't start. As long as that doesn't occur, then we have hope we can turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Irrespective of how bad and how serious that sin, there is still hope. Every saint had a past. Every saint had a past, respected friends and elders. They also had a past of sin and guna, and some of them the worst of sins. But a time came when they made that change and they became saintly. And today we take their names out of with respect. We make dua, rahimahumullah, etc. But they also had a past, which they then turned and changed. They turned that page and came back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, every sinner also has a future. Every sinner, every single one has a future if he wants to. If you want to take that step to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the doors are open. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets extremely happy when his slave comes back. One riwayah mentions, when a person commits a sin, and then he says, oh Allah, I have committed a wrong, forgive me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to the angels, أَعَلِمَ عَبْدِي أَنَّ لَهُ رَبًّا يَغْفِرُ الذَّنْبَ وَيَأْخُذُ بِهِ. Has my slave realized that he has a Rabb who can punish him for his sin and can also forgive his sin? غَفَرْتُ لِعَبْدِي, and I forgive my slave. In other words, when a person turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance, it is a sign that he has recognized Allah. We are here in this dunya to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People recognize Allah via the sifat and the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people recognize Allah in seeing the qudrat of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna rabbaka huwa al-khallaq. Allah has created so much, so many different types of creation, And the fascination of the creation of Allah is what makes them understand and recognize the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people recognize Allah through His quality of being Rahim or other qualities. But a sinner can recognize Allah via the quality of Allah being Ghafoor, Allah being forgiving, Allah being Tawwab and most forgiving and accepting repentance. So when a person turns to Allah, it's a sign that he understands, he has a Rabb. He knows he can go back to Allah. He has recognized Allah via the quality of Allah being most forgiving. Therefore Allah becomes happy and pleased that the slave of man, he knows that I exist. And he knows I can do, therefore he is turning to me. غَفَرْتُ لِعَبْدِي, I have forgiven him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that what happens a lot of the time, a person becomes despondent, that I am full of sin. You know, my sins are too much. Oh, I have made tawbah in the past and I am ashamed to make tawbah again. The answers to all of these whispers of shaitan are found in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَا أَصَرَّ مَنْ إِسْتَغْفَرْ وَلَوْ عَادَ فِي الْيَوْمِ سَبْعِينَ مَرَّةٍ. If a person has to make tawbah and istighfar 70 times for the same sin in one day, Allah will accept. In other words, if he made tawbah sincerely, genuinely, from the heart, he made tawbah and repented for a particular sin, and thereafter he fell into that sin on the same day. And then he makes tawbah again sincerely, Allah will forgive him. And if this cycle has to repeat itself 70 times in one day also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive, as long as each time the person made tawbah sincerely. So no matter how many times in the past we made tawbah, and then we broke the tawbah, so to say, we repeated the sin, the doors are still open for us to turn and go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely, with genuine regret and remorse in the heart, and Allah will forgive. No matter how many sins a person has committed, لَوْ بَلَغَتْ ذُنُوبُكَ عَنَانَ السَّمَاءِ. In a hadith Qudsi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses man, يَبْنَ آدَمْ, O mankind, Allah is addressing me and you. يَبْنَ آدَمْ لَوْ بَلَغَتْ ذُنُوبُكَ عَنَانَ السَّمَاءِ. If your sins were so much, you know, you committed so much of sin. One is, for example, a person's sins, if they had to be stacked up and he filled this entire masjid with sin, so to say, how much of sin that would be. And then he fills the entire Durban. The hadith says, if your sins are stacked up and is filled up to the clouds, so much of sin. If you have committed so much of sin also, but then you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek Allah's forgiveness, غَفَرْتُ لَكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي, I will forgive you and it will not concern me and bother me. In other words, Allah says, it's easy for me to forgive you, irrespective of how much of sin you have committed. Many a times people say, na'udhu billah, this is a dangerous statement. When a person says, that me, where Allah will forgive me? How will Allah forgive me? No, this is a dangerous statement. In effect, this is belittling the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's rahmat and mercy and quality of forgiveness supersedes all the sins. Allahumma maghfiratuka awsa'u min dhunubi. The dua teaches us, oh Allah, your treasures of maghfirat are much more vast than the sins I have committed. No matter how much of sin a person may commit, Allah's maghfirat is much more than that. Therefore we should not let shaitan create this despondency within us, that I've got no hope, I may write off, there's nothing there for me. No, every sinner has a future. Consider the incident of the Islam of Wahshi radiallahu anhu. The person who, as a kafir, made Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu shaheed. Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu, the beloved uncle and foster brother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was very close to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He defended Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah against the interferences of the Kuffari Quraysh. Then he made hijrah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, comes to Medina Munawwara, takes part in the battle of Badr, and then a year later the battle of Uhud occurs in Medina Munawwara. Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu is made shaheed in Uhud. The Sahaba say, we never saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so grieved ever before. The amount of grief that was seen in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of the shahadat and the mort and death of Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu, the taklif was immense. Despite that, years later, Wahshi, the one who was responsible for the shahadat of Hamza radiallahu anhu, the one who put the spear into Sayyidina Hamza and made him shaheed, now is considering accepting Islam. So he sends a message to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I want to accept Islam, but there is a verse in your Quran that is stopping me from accepting. And that verse says, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا. That Allah will forgive those who haven't committed three sins. The first one is those who have not ascribed partners to Allah, committed shirk. Those who haven't committed murder, killed innocent souls. وَلَا يَزْنُونَ, and those who have not engaged in zina and fornication. Wahshi says, I have done all these wrongs. So there's no hope for me in your deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the verse thereafter, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. That yes, those who have committed these wrongs will not be forgiven unless they make tawbah. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ. So then this ayat was sent to Wahshi. That Allah says that if anybody has committed these wrongs like yourself, if he makes tawbah, Allah will forgive. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ. He must make tawbah. وَآمَنَ. Then bring iman. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. And he must do good deeds. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ. They will earn their jannah. Again, Wahshi then replies that there's a condition here. Yes, we can make tawbah. We can accept iman. But وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. I must still do good deeds thereafter. What guarantee do I have that I will get the tawfiq to do any good as a Muslim? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends another verse in Surah Nisa. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. No condition of doing more, of making, doing extra a'mal. Allah will, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ. Allah will not forgive shirk. So if a person gives up his shirk, and he makes tawbah from shirk, and he accepts Islam, وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ. Allah will forgive every other sin. وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ, for whomsoever he wishes. When this reaches Wahshi, his response is that here again Allah has suspended it on his mashiat. Allah will forgive every other sin for those whom he wishes. How do I know whether Allah will wish to forgive me? Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the verse, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Say, O my slaves who have wronged themselves, لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't lose hope from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah yaghfiru adh-dhunuba jami'a. Allah will forgive all sins. No strings attached here. No condition. Turn to Allah in tawbah. Inna Allah yaghfiru adh-dhunuba jami'a. Innahu huwa al-ghafuru rahim. Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. And then when Wahshi radiallahu anhu hears this verse, and then he says, yes, now I am convinced that the deen of Islam has got a solution for me. And he enters into the fold of Islam. So much accommodation for the person who caused so much of taklif to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But if he is ready, he is remorseful, he is regretting, he is ready to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah is waiting as well. Allah is ready also for us to turn and come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, on a night like tonight, respected friends and elders, make that firm pledge, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg His forgiveness. Beg Allah to forgive and name the sins that we were engaged in one by one. One by one. Oh Allah, I committed this sin also. The sin of the eyes, the sin of the ears, the sin of the tongue, the sin of the hands. And whatever other sin we have committed, name the sin. And so say, Oh Allah, I am ashamed to have disobeyed you. Oh Allah, I am ashamed of my sins. Oh Allah, if I live like this with my sins, I am destroyed. For your sake, I am giving up these sins. Oh Allah, you forgive me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us. The condition for tawbah is for a person to first stop the wrong that he is doing. Whatever the sin may be, he must stop. Secondly, he must regret from the bottom of his heart that why did he disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thirdly, make that firm pledge never to go back, never to repeat that sin again. Allama Nawawi rahimahullah mentions, and the ayah was recited tonight in Taraweeh as well, Tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. That engage in sincere tawbah to Allah, A person who follows these three steps, his tawbah qualifies as tawbatan nasuha. His tawbah qualifies as a sincere tawbah. And inshallah, he will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be most forgiving for him. And his sins will be forgiven. So tonight, spend it in tawbah, crying in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reciting the words, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Because as I mentioned at the beginning, this is the greatest barrier between us and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected Ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Awama, hafidhahullah, often repeats in these recent times, he says that the ummah is in so much of turmoil, so much of taklif and difficulty on one hand. On the other hand, we are making so much of dua. Everybody is making dua for his situation, and many are making dua, inshallah, for the ummah at large. But we still don't see the change. We still don't see the light appearing at the end of the tunnel. It's still far away. He says, because we have to inspect our lives. Bring the change in our lives first, then you will see the light appearing. Allah, he says, you should make this dua, Allahumma aslihna wa farrij anna. O Allah, reform us. O Allah, allow us to rectify our ways and reform our lives. And then alleviate the suffering and the problems in our lives. Otherwise, we don't yet deserve the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to see that light at the end of the tunnel, and the ease and mercy from the side of Allah, if we are going to continue engaging in our wrongs, if we are going to continue in our old ways, then the change is not going to come. Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not change the condition of any people until they change their conditions. If we are engaged in wrong and haram and sin, change that, reform. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring about change in our lives. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring about change in our situations that we are facing. But that is the precondition. So on a night like tonight, to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the respected friends and elders, alhamdulillah, Allah has given us that opportunity. And there are many such opportunities that we are given to turn and go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The night of Qadr is here, value it. Not long after the month of Ramadan, inshallah, will be our annual ijtima taking place from the 30th of April to the 2nd of May. 30th of April from Zohar till Fajr of the 2nd of May in Newlands behind the Masjid al-Taqwa. This is also an opportunity for us to reform. How many people, mashallah, have changed their lives by going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by attending an ijtima, by attending those programs and being inspired, and their lives changed thereafter forever. Hundreds of people have changed their lives. Thousands of people Allah blessed with hidayat. So many in our own communities, if you look around us. We too can be a part of this. We too can take this share. And this is among the easiest ways that Allah has created for us to reform ourselves. For us to spend and join up with the effort of da'wah and tabligh. Go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and see the change Allah Rabbul Izzah will bring in our lives. So this is a unique opportunity as well. Let us assist inshallah in the preparation for the ijtima and then attend the ijtima and then go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the intention of reforming ourselves. When you go out in da'wah in the path of Allah, it is firstly for our own reformation. And Allah has kept so much of barakah in this effort that by virtue of that, others are also given hidayat. Hidayat spreads to others as well. But we are going first for ourselves. That's the reason we are going in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, this year, it has happened such that not long after the month of Ramadan, after the month of Tawbah, after the month of realization, reflection, turning to Allah, few days thereafter will be the ijtima. Mashallah, an ideal opportunity. A real ideal opportunity for us to go and make, you know, put that as the cherry on the top. The effort we made throughout the month of Ramadan, attending the Taraweeh Salah, fasting during the day, attending bayans, increasing our sadaqah, increasing our tilawat of Quran, increasing our tawbah, our tahajjud, etc. Now, the cherry on the top would be to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make this momentum continue. Because when you are out in the path of Allah, you are in the environment of deen. You are in the environment of khair. You are in the masjid. You will be inspired. You will be inspired to continue, inshallah, in the path of good and make that change. It will become easier for us. When a person is drowning, respected friends and elders, you can't rescue him in the water. He's in the water, he's wet head to toe. He has swallowed some of the water. He's choking on the water. You got to first take him out of that water. Take him out, dry him, get the water out from inside his, you know, his belly. And then inshallah he will live. Then inshallah he is saved. Today we are drowning in the dunya. Today we are drowning in sin. Today we are drowning in the evils of the society around us. So then we have to be taken out. You have to come out of that. Come out of that environment. And go into the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. MashaAllah, like many are doing i'tikaf, whether they be in this masjid or the other masajid of the world. They have left their environments outside and come into the environment of the masjid. Like that is the concept of da'wat and tabligh. You will leave your environment, the environment that you are accustomed to, in which it has become so easy for us to sin. It has become so easy for us to let our guard down, so easy for us to miss our salah, so easy for us to break one command after the other of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Leave that environment and come into a good environment. And thereafter we will be dried. Thereafter the sin and the inclination to sin which is inside us, which we have choked upon and gulped down, that will also be taken out inshallah. And a person will be purified, like we see happening on a daily basis. To the barakah of the effort of da'wat and tabligh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of spending tonight and making this night a night of decision, so that we can get our sins forgiven and turn and go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because respected friends and elders, what else are we waiting for? Everything has happened. Everything has happened. All types of admonition, all types of natural disasters and signs from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All we need to do is look with the eye of ibrat, take a lesson and make that change. That good life that everybody is aspiring for, that peace and enjoyment that every person is looking for, that harmony that he wants, that will come when we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make that change. Allah has not kept peace. Allah has not kept satisfaction in the things of the dunya. You can have the most expensive car, you are still dissatisfied. You can have the best of clothing and still be dissatisfied. You can have the best of homes and afford the best of hotels, and you can still be dissatisfied. Mona Tariq Jamil Saab mentioned the incident of the famous Naat Khan Junaid Jamshed rahimahullah. Junaid Jamshed is known for his nazams. Prior to that, he was a singer. He spent his youth as a singer, singing in Pakistan, touring the world. And then slowly in the late 90s, somebody created this contact and took him to Maulana Tariq Jamil Sahab. And Maulana spoke to him and gave him da'wat, and he felt affected. And then Maulana kept up that ta'alluq with him and made effort on him. He says sometimes the night of his performance, he's singing somewhere in some city in Pakistan, and I would send the satis, Maulana says, to wait for him. After he's finished, bring him to the masjid. A man singing and dancing on one moment, and the next moment he's in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wanted that change. He wanted that real comfort. So Maulana Tariq Jamil Sahab says that one day Junaid Jamshed told me, he says, Maulana, I am living the life that every young Pakistani is aspiring for. Obviously, he was a superstar in his country. But in other words, every young person that is aspiring for that life that a young man generally aspires for, I have achieved it. Whether it be in Pakistan or here or anywhere else in the dunya. In other words, to have wealth, to have fame. He says, I have all the wealth and I have a comfortable home. And I sleep in 5-star hotels, and I've got everything, but still I am bare chain. Still I am not satisfied. Still I don't feel that inner peace and comfort. So Maulana Hafizahullah mentioned so beautifully to him. He says, you know, your example is of a person who has got a headache, but he is treating his knees. Instead of applying and taking some medication to treat the headache, he is treating his knees. In other words, what you want to achieve and what you are doing are two opposites. You want peace and satisfaction. You want that inner contentment. Then Allah has not kept it in where you are. Allah hasn't kept it in the 5-star hotels. Allah hasn't kept it in the bright lights of the discos. Allah hasn't kept it in wealth and fame and glory. Allah has kept it in deen and the a'mal of deen. Maulana then says, as time went on, he came closer and closer, and then he went out, Junaid Jamshed went out for 4 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was in the mountains somewhere in Sarhad, you know, northwest frontier province in Pakistan, and he phones me from there. And he says, Maulana, you know, I'm sleeping in the masjid, we sleep on a concrete floor, we eat simple food, but alhamdulillah, the peace that I feel now, and the enjoyment that I'm experiencing now, I never felt in a 5-star hotel also. So Maulana said, told him, gee, now you have found the real peace. Because that is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept it. And subhanallah, Junaid Jamshed spent the rest of his life like that. Why? He saw both sides. Not everybody has the chance to see both sides, respected friends and elders. Be clever. As-sa'idu mawu'iza bighayrihi. Don't wait till it's too late. Don't try the path that has failed. Let us go straight to the path that is tried and tested, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept success. Allah has kept peace and satisfaction. And again, that better life that people are looking for, Allah has kept it nowhere else but in His deen. His last days of his life was in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also in northwest frontier. Last days of his life. Among his last messages he shares on social media, he says, I feel like I'm in heaven on earth. I feel like I am in heaven on earth. The next day he passes away, returning from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Gee, that is what we want, respected friends and elders. Not the life of fame and wealth and 5-star hotels and luxury, because Allah hasn't kept comfort there. Allah has kept it in His deen. Starting with this tawbah tonight, inshallah, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then get ready. Plan. Ijtima is coming. I'm going to go out in the path of Allah. I also want to taste that. I also want to experience it. Like the hundreds and thousands of people have experienced, and thereafter they hung on to it. They never left it, because they discovered that this is the secret of life. Not what we are being told. Inspect the dunya around us. There are so many people that, so to say, have reached the top. Whether it be the CEOs of the dunya, whether it be the musicians, the actors, the sports stars and superstars of the world. But among all of them you will find people who are in depression. Among all of them you will find some who turn to drugs. Among all of them you will find some who ended up taking their own lives. Why? They also lived that life of illusion. They also had that dream that one day we will have all the money of the world. And they thought that with that they will be successful. With that they will have that inner peace. But when the man reaches the top, where he's got everything, all the money, all the access to all the women of the world, all the luxuries of the world, and then he realizes he's still not satisfied. He realizes he's still not at peace. Then what next? That's when they turn to everything else. Whether it be alcohol abuse, drug abuse, substance abuse, woman abuse. Then they fall into depression. That also didn't bring them satisfaction. And at the end, a man can't live like that. And he takes his life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Why so much? Why so much of drug overdose among people of that caliber? It's because when they got there, they saw that this is all a deceit. This is a fallacy. And indeed, it is a deception. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the solution. We as reciters of Kalima La ilaha illallah, we have it right here in front of us. We have it in our hands. Let us not look elsewhere, respected friends and elders, because what Allah has given us via our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the key to success, prosperity, peace, tranquility, satisfaction in this dunya, qabr and akhirat. How many times we may have heard this before? Our success and your success and the success of the entire mankind lies in deen. And that is to obey the commands of Allah in the way shown to us in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That i'lan seems so brief, so simple, but in that is the encapsulation of whatever I'm trying to tell you for the past 40 minutes. That one breath i'lan is the encapsulation of the entire message of tonight. That undoubtedly Allah has kept our success only in deen. Those who will realize it will be fortunate. Allah make us from those who realize. And Allah make us from those who will turn back to Him on a night like tonight. And Allah make us from those who will turn that new page in our lives, inshallah. And give up our old ways and go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thereby attaining fortune and prosperity and success in this dunya, qabr and akhirat. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. We will have the hifz khatam now, inshallah, followed by the dua.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله علانيته وسره. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد مفتاح خزائن رحمتك. اللهم افتح لنا بسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما أغلق علينا من خير الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. اللهم أجرنا من النار. اللهم أجرنا من النار. اللهم أجرنا من النار. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم عجل بنصرهم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أقبل بقلوبنا إلى دينك واحفظ من وراءنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا اجعلنا مقيمين للصلاة ومن ذريتنا ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك فينا ولا يرحمنا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من أن نشرك بك ونحن نعلم، ونستغفرك لما لا نعلم. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من العجز والكسل، ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل، ونعوذ بك من أن نرد إلى أرذل العمر، ونعوذ بك من فتنة الدنيا وعذاب القبر. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات، ونعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير أحاط به علمك في الدنيا والآخرة، ونعوذ بك من كل شر أحاط به علمك في الدنيا والآخرة. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا الله، يا رحمن، يا رحيم، يا الله، forgive all our sins, يا الله.
Ya Allah, forgive our sins, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, we are drowning in our sins, Ya Allah. We are drowning in your disobedience, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. We didn't only break your commands and disobey you, Ya Allah. We took enjoyment in your displeasure, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, forgive our minor sins and our major sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, from head to toe, we are covered in sin, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, every opportunity for sin we indulged in, Ya Allah. Every sin that presented itself before us, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, we engaged in it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. We definitely cannot bear your adab and your punishment, Ya Allah. Not the adab of this dunya, not the adab of the qabr, and not the adab on the day of qiyamah, and not the adab of jahannam, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, we are weak, Ya Allah. We can never bear the adab of jahannam, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Even the flame of this dunya is too much for us. How will we bear the adab of jahannam, Ya Allah? Free us from our sins, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, and make the decision of our freedom and emancipation from jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tonight, Ya Allah, let it be such that when we wake up from this gathering, Ya Allah, you have taken the decision to forgive us, Ya Allah, and to free us from jahannam, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ourselves, our parents, our spouses and our children, our progenies, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, our near and dear ones and extended families, Ya Allah, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Dhal Jalal wal Ikram, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, if you will not forgive us, Ya Allah, we are destroyed, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. There is nobody else that can forgive, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. You are most forgiving and you love to forgive, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, give us the inner strength and restraint to protect ourselves from sin, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq, Ya Dhal Jalal wal Ikram, of abstaining from temptation when it presents itself in front of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to adopt every command of yours that applies to our lives and every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our lives. Ya Allah, give us love for you, love for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us true love for the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and its proper implementation in our lives, Ya Allah. In the lives of our parents and spouses and children, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, and the lives of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, revive deen in our lives, in our communities and the entire dunya, and use us as a means for that, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, create that inner urge towards your obedience, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Create the inner aversion and dislike towards your disobedience, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, we have sinned so much, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, now let us make this change in our life. Ya Allah, give us and grant us that peace and tranquility and enjoyment in your obedience, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Because there is no real satisfaction in your disobedience, Ya Allah. Undoubtedly, whatever satisfaction and enjoyment we experience is superficial, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. The real satisfaction and real enjoyment you have kept in your obedience and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of implementing the sunnah in our lives and the lives of our families. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of making proper tarbiyat and training of our children, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, you guide us at every stage of our lives, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, save us and save our families and children from the fitnas outside, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. From the fitna of zina, from the fitna of riba, from the fitna of gambling, fitna of drugs, fitna of alcohol, and all the other fitnas and sins that have engulfed our society, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Save us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it has become so difficult to abstain from sin, Ya Allah, but nothing is difficult for you, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, you make it easy for us to abstain. Give us the tawfiq and the restraint to abstain from your disobedience. Protect us and our children and our progenies, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, we are living in such dangerous times. It seems like the time has come where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prophesied and forewarned us. A time will come when to hold on to your deen, Ya Allah, will be more difficult than holding on to burning coal. Ya Allah, but let us hold on to your deen, Ya Allah. Don't let us be robbed of our deen and our iman, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, sins will gradually lead us out of the fold of Islam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't let us be robbed of our iman, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, let us realize that the greatest ni'mat and the most valuable thing you have bestowed us is our iman, Ya Allah. Give us tawfiq tawfiq of making an effort to protect our iman. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, you divinely protect us and protect our iman. The iman of our families and our children and progenies, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Because a person who after having iman is robbed of his iman is absolutely unfortunate, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, and is doomed forever and ever in the fire of Jahannam. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, we can never imagine such a life. We can never imagine, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, spending a single moment in Jahannam. How we will bear it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us, Ya Allah. Save the entire mankind, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, give us tawfiq of doing those a'mal that will put us on the path of Jannah and bring us closer to you and make us eligible for your mercy, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. And only through your fadl and your karam and your mercy, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, you admit us into Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Dal Jalal wal Ikram. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of abstaining from those sins and those wrongs that put us on the path of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Save us from doing those wrongs that bring down your adab and your wrath on us in this dunya, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of changing our ahwal and our circumstances so that you will change the halat also from your side, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, those among us that have any needs, Ya Allah, fulfill our jaiz needs. Ya Allah, those that are looking for spouses for themselves or for their children, make it easy for them, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Those who want children, Ya Allah, bless them with pious offspring, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Dal Jalali wal Ikram, those who are in debt, Ya Allah, make it easy for them, Ya Allah, to repay their debts. Those that are in financial constraint and difficulty, Ya Allah, make it easy for them, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Grant them barakat in their rizq, Ya Allah, and grant them ease of sustenance, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, those who have relationships that have broken down, whether it be husband and wife, father and son, mother and daughter, brother and sister, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of mending our relationships, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Dal Jalali wal Ikram, those that have any other need, Ya Allah, fulfill our needs, Ya Dal Jalali wal Ikram. Ya Allah, you are more aware and you know more our needs than ourselves. Ya Allah, you fulfill all our needs, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Give shifa to those among us that are ill and sick, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Shifa to our near and dear ones that are ill, Ya Allah, and all those who are ill in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive our near and dear ones that have left the dunya, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, fill their qubur with nur, fill their graves with light, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, and your mercy and your maghfirat, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Make their graves a garden from the gardens of paradise. Ya Allah, and have mercy on us, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, when we reach that stage, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of leading an upright, honest life, a life of the sunnah, which will then warrant that death come to us with shahadatu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadur Rasulullah on our tongues, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with a mubarak maut, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Dal Jalali wal Ikram, take us from this dunya in the state of iman. Raise us on the day of qiyamah with our iman. Ya Allah, raise us in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, save us from fitnas. Ya Allah, save us from the fitna of Dajjal. Save our progenies from the fitna of Dajjal. Ya Allah, save us from the fitna of the qabr, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Grant us a peaceful life in this dunya, in the qabr and barzakh, and in the akhirat, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. On the day of qiyamah, Ya Allah, grant us shade under the shade of your arsh, Ya Allah. Keep us among your chosen ones, Ya Allah, in this dunya also, in the akhirat also, Ya Allah. And grant us Jannatul Firdaus without any hisab kitab, without any accountability, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, you grant us our book of deeds in our right hand, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us cross the bridge of Sirat with the speed of lightning, Ya Allah. And let us enter Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. To only through your fadl and your karam, Ya Dal Jalali wal Ikram. Ya Allah, bless the Hafiz Sahib that completed his hifz today, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Accept the efforts of his parents and those around him, Ya Allah. Accept the effort of his ustad, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. And grant them istiqamat and the tawfiq to continue. And accept us all and our children also for the service of your deen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Dal Jalali wal Ikram. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Bi rahmatika nastaghith. Aslih lana sha'nana kullah. ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. Ya Allah, have mercy on the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, reform the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Dal Jalali wal Ikram, alleviate the suffering of those that are suffering, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, we cannot imagine the conditions that they are going through, Ya Allah. Whether it be those who have become the victims of war, the victims of the earthquakes, the victims of floods, the victims of other natural catastrophes and disasters, others. Ya Allah, the Ummah is going through a difficult period, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, bring it to an end, Ya Allah. Decades have passed, Ya Allah, and the world is at war with Islam and the Muslims, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. The enemies of Deen have given it a different name, but Ya Allah, ultimately it's a war against Islam, a war against Muslims, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, decades have passed. Ya Allah, you bring about change now, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, you bring faraj, Ya Allah, and ease now, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, restore the glory days of Islam, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Use us as a means for that also, Ya Dhal Jalali wal Ikram. Ya Allah, grant us and all our near and dear ones complete afiyat and complete protection from your side. Afiyat in this dunya, qabr and akhirat. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, grant us whatever we have asked for and what we have not asked for but is good for us, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Grant us that as well, Ya Allah. Ward off all harm and evil from our path, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. And give us tawfiq, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, of coming back closer to you and to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabu ar-rahim wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.